Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Monday, right at this very time, will be our Hour of Candidates. It's just a few days away. If you're running for anything, we'll give you 30 seconds so you line up Monday to get on the show. In 15 minutes, the last keyword of the day will be revealed. Following that, you'll be given instructions as to how you can possibly win the cash here on KFI.
All right. We've got Rick Caruso coming on, running for mayor of Los Angeles against Karen Bass, and we're just a few days away. Rick, how are you? Rick, you there?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm here. How are you doing?
We're doing
Thank
great.
You for having me back on.
So it's just a few days away. How are you feeling walking the streets and talking to people? Like, what's your confidence level for Tuesday?
You know, I actually am feeling really good. Yesterday, I spent a whole bunch of time in South L.A. Watts, went all the way up to downtown and back around, ended up in the Windsor Square area, Pico Union area. We had enormous amount of support. I really do feel like the momentum is with us, but I feel good about it. And I just spent a few hours actually walking Skid Row with Estella, who is the head of the business improvement district down there with a bunch of business owners and care providers, and boy, that's a tough situation down there. It's just inhumane what our elected officials, career politicians, have allowed to happen down there.
Wait, yeah, I don't
so
know
I'm
if you
did, place, but I'm feeling good.
Did you read that LA Magazine story which featured her in it about just how difficult it is trying to deal with what's going on in Skid Row? Is really eye-opening.
You know, it's amazing, though, but think about this. There are ongoing businesses. I was walking with business people that have been down there 30, 40, 50 years, three, four generations. You know, Skid Row is not just a place where there are people living on and dying on the streets. There's actually people going to work every day, and it's part of our economy. And what they told me today, I had a meeting with 20 owners. They're completely unheard. There's no response from the city. There's no help. Fires get lit at night. The side of their buildings burned down. I drove by one building, four-story building, completely burned out. You know, I just don't understand how our career politicians in City Hall, within a mile away, every day turn their back on this and allow people to just die in the streets.
We were just talking about how we feel like Garcetti's given up the last few years. Do you feel that way?
You know, I don't know where he's been, but where is he now? I mean, I have no idea. But it's our system is broken. I mean, it's more than just Garcetti. The system is literally broken. You talk to the firefighters who endorse me. They have problems getting supplies. Let me just give you one quick statistic that will tell you how mismanaged the city is. We've got less firefighters today than we did in 1965. Yet there's twice the population in the city of LA and 10 times the amount of incident calls. the men and women of the fire department, paramedics, are literally exhausted. I was with 30 of them yesterday in the Watts station. They are literally exhausted.
There are a lot of those calls, homeless people with medical emergencies. Isn't that what's going on there?
You know, many of these stations, 80 to 90% of their calls are responding to the homeless situation, whether it's a fire that's lit or somebody's overdosed. They run out of Narcan. The city really needs to change directions. The more I'm involved, the more I can't believe what I see in here.
Well, you're talking about you're going to build housing, and there's real questions being raised as to how you can do that with all of the regulations in the way and all the NIMBYs in the way and all the other problems that everyone else has encountered in building more housing. How are you going to be different with it?
Well, listen, I've lived my life doing things that everybody told me I can't do and dealing with a lot of bureaucracies and a lot of regulations, and there's always a way to cut through it. I've got executive skills. Listen, I come to this job serving three mayors and being involved in three departments, right? Department of Water and Power. I was on the Coliseum Commission. More importantly, on the president of the LAPD. You know, that was 20 years ago with Jim Hahn. Cut through a lot of stuff, reformed that department, brought down crime 30%, hired Bill Bratton. I know how government works. I also know how it fails. And I built a business, had one employee for the last 35 years. I've had to manage through a lot of bureaucracy and regulations. We got to deregulate the system, you know, have fast tracking for affordable homes. The affordability in the city is terrible. Fast track it for homeless housing. Look at Boxable that I brought out here. That unit is $60,000. LA has been spending $700,000 a unit. So you don't ask government to try to fix these complex problems because they just fail, and our leadership has clearly failed. But I think the system's broken, and somebody from within inside the system, like Karen, is never going to be able to fix it. It's going to be more of the same.
There's a quote today in an article by Peter Savodnik for Substack, and he talked about Garcetti. And one Democratic fundraiser said he spent his entire time doing whatever he could to piss off the fewest people possible, and he wound up pissing off everybody. And the writer says nearly everyone I spoke to said some version of this. So it implies that you take over, you're going to have to get a lot of people upset. And where others shy away from that, are you going to be able to embrace it?
Well, of course, because, listen, I'm not looking for a career change. I'm not looking for an office after this. I want to go be mayor, work hard, do a good job, serve Angelenos, and then go back to private life. You know, all these elected officials, all they're worried about doing is keeping everybody happy so they either get reelected or they go on to another office. And there's going to be people that are going to be upset with me because I'm going to make some tough decisions, but I'm going to do it if they're in the best interest of the city and Angelenos. So I'm not worried about being politically popular. I'm worried about everybody having a better city, a safer city, getting people off the streets, and giving homeless that are dying in the street a better path forward with humanity and compassion. I mean, it's just really sad when you walk around the streets.
Because we've also had some insiders tell us that some of the politicians are afraid of the activists because the activists have all day long to scream and rant and bang on doors and harangue them in their offices, call them all day, email them all day, and that
sit in city council chambers.
they neutered some of the city council just through their aggressive efforts, and you know you're going to have to deal with that too. I'm sure you know that.
I'm not worried about that. It really doesn't worry me at all. And I dealt with this when I was reforming LAPD 20 years ago. I fired, along with my fellow commissioners, a very popular chief of police. He was the wrong chief of police. Crime was skyrocketing. Officers were leaving the force. They used to burn me in effigy. And, you know, my wife would call and say, "My God, Rick, you know, try to put political pressure on me to keep him." It didn't matter to me because I was driven by doing the right thing. I wasn't looking for a political career. And we brought in Bill Bratton, you know, and turned the city crime rate around. So I've been through that before. I'm not worried about that at all.
Now you have. No, go ahead.
I'm not beholden to anybody, by the way. I'm funding this myself. I've got no special interests. You know, I got the freedom to wake up every day and do what's right.
Do you think we're going to see the same situation we saw in June, where you may be ahead on election night, but as the days go by and the ballots continue to come in, Karen Bass passes you by?
You know, what I need is for everybody to get out and vote. You know, to be honest, we need to really have a big vote. We're basically in a tied race here, and every vote counts. And I tell you, I would also ask people to vote like now, that we may have some rain coming in on Monday or Tuesday, and we don't want people to worry about the weather. So voting centers are open this weekend, and if you feel better voting in person, go in person this weekend, and let's get the vote out and, you know, frankly, take this town back, get it cleaned up.
You know, we get an email every day, all your appearances, and it seems, just reading the rundown every day, you've gone to just about every neighborhood in the city. What surprised you? I mean, you must have seen, I know you've been in L.A. all your life, but you must have gone to places you've never been before. Is there anything that really stands out that surprised you about the city or the people or an experience where you just learned something you didn't know?
I got to tell you something. I have loved every minute of it, and I've got the incredible blessing that I've got my kids, like my daughter Gianna was with me today on Skid Row, along with Gregory, walking it together. I tell you what has reaffirmed my love for the city, in every corner of the city, the dearness, the genuineness, the hope that people have, just the desire to have a better city. But it's hardworking. It's good. The people are good, and they feel so unheard and left behind. I don't care where you are. You could be on the west side. You could be down at Pico Union. You could be in the poorest district like I was yesterday down in Watts. People just feel unheard, but they don't complain. They just want it fixed. But the dysfunction where you go into certain areas, just please have the light bulbs change on my streetlights. I mean, it's crazy, guys, that the city can't even manage that. And so neighborhoods are dark. People feel unsafe. Of course they do. And they are unsafe, by the way. So it just fuels me because I look at it, so many of these problems are so easy to change if you actually have courage, strength, and executive skills. And just go get it done.
All right, Rick, good luck Tuesday. Good to talk to you again.
Get the vote out. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time. Love your show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Rick.
Rick Caruso, of course, candidate for L.A. City Mayor, and on our voter guide for you to vote for him. John, we'll do that on Tuesday.
Yes.
He'll get through the rain.
That's right.
All right, the keyword is next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
The weather flashed on the TV.
Yes, yes.
During the commercial break, and Rick was right. Tuesday's supposed to have an inch of rain.
What?
Yes.
I had heard showers. Now it's an inch of rain?
Inch of rain for Tuesday. Probably
what happened to Monday? I thought Monday was going to rain.
It's going to rain some on Monday, and big rain on Tuesday, and some more rain on Wednesday.
What?
So if you're really delicate, maybe you should go out and vote today.
Yeah, there's early voting centers.
Yeah, go to the early voting center, because you're going to get up Tuesday, and you're going to go, oh, it's so wet out. And then it's going to be some lame excuse, because we're in an emergency situation here. I'm dead serious here. We're in an emergency situation in Los Angeles, and you got to vote for Caruso. He's going to do far better than Karen Bass. He will.
I think you need to go harvest the ballots. Maybe you should do that.
You know what? I've been growing my own crop.
Well, you need to make a path around your neighborhood, you know, and further out, and just start going door to door and saying, look, it's important you vote. I got the guy, Rick Caruso, for mayor.
People have to get away.
I mean, he spent so little, we really don't know much about him.
We got to get away from thinking about politics. We got to look at people who accomplish things, who get up in the morning and do stuff and make the correct decisions. That's what I'm exhausted by all the other stuff. By all the other issues and all the rituals that everybody goes through in politics, and the silly things they argue about, and the cliches and the labels. Caruso gets up in the morning, he does things, he accomplishes things. We need that running the city, clearly. All right? We've had nobody running the city now for about 10 years, maybe 20 years. And just look around. We have to get out of the political machine. Give it to somebody who accomplishes things.
Yeah, he's obviously the choice over Karen Bass. This idea of the housing first thing still bothers me because I don't think that's the be-all, end-all to this problem. We talked earlier in the show about the men that are not in the labor force anymore. That would include the homeless. There are some people that have just checked out of society. They need to be woken up and told, you cannot just squat anywhere you feel like it, use drugs, hang out all day, and live off the grid. Because these are public places. As we've said on the show a billion times, you want to go out to the desert where there's nothing around? Go out there and have your life off the grid. What's that place we always talk to? We wanted to send them to the Rock or the
Slab City.
Slab City, right? You want to go to Slab City?
There's a lot of guys very
happy.
There's
no government. There's no regulation. You can go down there and poop on the ground.
I think we should be running shuttle buses.
You and I are kind of libertarian. People should live the life they want to live, but you just can't do it.
I'm not that's
around the schools, the public places, the parks. You can't take over our public spaces.
People misunderstand
that. You can't be in our faces.
I'm not asking anybody to conform to my way of living, but you just have to respect public areas.
You can't.
You have to have respect for the discomfort and the fear that you bring to other people. And if you want to go, snort meth in a trailer, there are a lot of empty spaces out there that I'll drive the trailer. I'll take you out there.
I know, but they want to be where you are because you got money that you might give them. Not you, but there are people that hand stuff to the homeless.
They come out here.
So if they're all by themselves with other homeless people, they'll just end up fighting each other.
Well, they come out here. From all the other states, most of the homeless are from other states, or at the very least, other cities and counties in California. And they come here because it was heavily publicized that Los Angeles is not enforcing any laws, any rules, any customs that people who are used to living civilized embrace.
Right.
We just threw out everything. We threw out all normal customs of civilized life. And so they come. So every lost soul in the world comes here. Everybody who got thrown out of the house because they were stealing money and jewelry from their parents ended up here with their addictions and their mental illness. We can't absorb America's insane and America's drug addicts.
Yeah, people used to come here for opportunities in entertainment and other fields. Now it's just homeless people who know, well, I won't be bothered there.
See, if you grew up in an era where this sort of thing was not tolerated, and most people did grow up in that era, then we didn't have it. It just wasn't permitted. This is the first era that, in my life, living in this city, in Los Angeles, where it was embraced, where it was, come here and live in the streets and engage in any kind of degrading behavior, any kind of deviant behavior imaginable. And so they do. And, you know, what Rick was talking about, you can't get the basics done. You can't get a light bulb changed in your neighborhood. You can't get the garbage picked up.
That's often the union stranglehold, too.
Yeah.
With all of the issues that they have and all of the regulations and contract clauses. That's what that becomes another issue that he has to surmount, too, is the public employee union hold on government.
It's going to be a difficult job. Not everything is going to be a success. Not everything is going to be accomplished. We've dug a deep hole, okay? Garcetti has been the disaster of all disasters, and he had 9.5 years to destroy the city. But what you have here is a clear choice who is going to give it the best shot, who is going to accomplish the most. Not who's going to accomplish everything immediately, but at the end of the 4 years, which LA is going to look better? But Karen Bass, I have no doubt it will look worse. Because, again, she's from the family of Gascon, Bonin, Villaraigosa, Garcetti. That's her people.
Yeah. It's often hands-off, tolerate, housing. But if we don't get the housing, then I'm not doing anything.
And they got excuses, and they got philosophies, and they've got, all the woke crap. No more. Don't want to hear it.
All right, if in Washington, D.C., the Republicans take the House of Representatives, we can tell you coming up next who they're going after right away from the Biden administration. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
But Karen Bass, I have no doubt it will look worse. Because, again, she's from the family of Gascon, Bonin, Villaraigosa, Garcetti. That's her people.
Yeah. It's often hands-off, tolerate, housing. Right? And, but if we don't get the housing, then I'm not doing anything.
And they got excuses, and they got philosophies, and they've got, you know, all the woke crap. No more. Don't want to hear it.
All right, if in Washington, D.C., the Republicans take the House of Representatives, we can tell you coming up next who they're going after right away from the Biden administration. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We will have the Moist Line back tomorrow during this hour. You can leave a message at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886, or use that iHeart Radio app with the microphone icon to leave the message. And don't forget, Monday... not tomorrow, but Monday when we come back on the air. 5 o'clock hour will be the hour of candidates. If the Democrats lose control of the House of Representatives to the Republicans next week, one of the big issues that clearly has been missed by Biden and his boobs in terms of understanding where the American public is, obviously is the economy and inflation. But a second issue, not far down the list, it isn't paid attention to by a lot of Americans because they don't live near the border. They're not affected by it, but is the unbelievable amount of migration into the United States, legal and illegal and largely illegal. And if the Republicans take over the House, one of the first things they're doing is they're going after this dope Mayorkas. The Homeland Security Secretary is Alejandro Mayorkas. He is largely... been shielded from scrutiny because the Democrats run all the committees.
He's a
in the House of Representatives. They said they don't want to call a meeting on it. They don't have to.
He's a lapdog for the open borders movement.
He is. He is a sieve. He's like a stone wall. He says very little. What's that?
No, he's a human sieve.
He's a sieve.
Look at him. He's got holes all over him.
It's just doesn't care. I think it just goes through him. The top Republican on the Oversight and Reform Committee is a... man by the name of James Comer, and he is already making noise that if we do get the House come January, this is somebody we're going to want to talk to a lot because this has been undercovered, underreported. How many times have we said the only time that most of the media paid attention was all those Haitians running that bridge in Texas? Mm-hmm. Remember that story a year and a half ago, whenever it was?
Because that was too spectacular for the media to ignore. But
oh, yeah.
But they're getting thousands and thousands every day coming over. Millions,
yes.
in almost 2 years. Millions.
Remember, the Biden administration was complaining because Bill Malusian, who was an excellent reporter for Fox and Fox 11, was getting the video evidence. I guess drones were showing.
Fox invested in some drones.
Yep.
And
the Biden administration was miffed because, they're making this public. They're letting everybody see this. They were just very upset with that reporting.
This is the most stubborn administration I've ever seen because they're so wrong, obviously, right? It's not debatable because this is another thing where it's not like two philosophies that you can debate, for eternity. This is, okay, you guys had your chance. Your policies have been in effect for 2 years and they're clearly disastrous. Clearly.
Yep.
And they don't give an inch on anything. They don't change course in the slightest. It's just fascinating to me. They don't admit anything's wrong. They don't admit any of the problems.
Well, and they lie Biden's like crazy. Completely out of it. You've told me that there's been some progressives that are running the policy at the White House.
Hardcore. Yeah.
Which includes, things like open border and all these woke policies.
Yeah.
Let's... make sure that everybody has the right bathroom or whatever that
look what they did. What you were talking about before, they sent so much money to people in their homes that a lot of people haven't had to work for the last year or two.
7 million men between the ages of 25 and 54 are just lying around and not working.
And it is like that universal basic income experiments that they were doing on a very limited basis in a couple of cities. And this was like, I have to believe that they knew what they were doing here. They know that they're leaving the border open. They wanted to have 2 million illegals here. See, that's the thing. It's their policy. Maybe I misstated it before. It's not like we tried it their way and it didn't work. We tried it their way and it worked according to what they wanted to happen.
2.4 million migrants in the country?
Yeah. And so that's intolerable.
That's mind-boggling. It's the most ever. That was the number for the last fiscal year.
You know, the Republicans are own, at best, they're going to have the House and Senate, but they don't have any more much direct control over immigration policy. That really is a presidential.
No, that comes from the White House, right?
I don't know what they could do in terms of the budget. I mean,
they've talked about impeaching Mayorkas. I don't know how that's going to.
Well, they're not going to actually remove him, but I think it's a great excuse.
Even if they do, they'll find another stooge because Biden's got two more years.
I know, but it would be great to see him roasted on a spit for about 2 weeks.
And if it gets media coverage, so people could understand. Of course, like, oh, this was just politics. That's how they'll cover it. You know, what we haven't even talked about is the fentanyl. It's not just the migrants, but the drugs getting into this country is also at record highs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the fentanyl deaths are coming from the open border.
Yeah, that's another thing that's also underreported, undercover. They do like to talk about the problems with fentanyl, but they're not really getting to the source of it, which is how much is coming over the border.
Yeah.
No, the open border.
No, the Mexican cartels. It seems that the American government is afraid of the Mexican cartels. And there's a story there. And I don't know why we don't mix it up. But they have conceded. I mean, they've conceded so much.
Yeah.
The cartels are killing tens of thousands of Americans now every year. They're killing them. It's a slaughter.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. One more thing on the border. This story is from the other day, but Border Patrol agents were attacked by a large group of Venezuelans who were trying to get into the border in Texas. How do we know that? They were waving their flag.
Yeah.
And as you know, the Biden administration changed the policy on Venezuelans. They decided to take a group that applies, and they have to have a background check, and they have to have a sponsor in the U.S. The rest aren't going to be automatically let into the country anymore. So I'm guessing that this incident could be part of the blowback from that, that they decided, well, we're just going to have to get in like everybody else does and push our way in.
You know,
apparently they had to fire pepper balls to control the crowd.
It's great. Yeah. How many countries are having that happening at the border, huh? Stuff like that. I did read something funny today about the border. One of the political websites has a long, long story about angry Hispanic voters in Texas who were formerly Democratic and now they've turned on the Democrats over the border. That's one of the underreported stories, is that Hispanic voters in that region cannot stand what's going on. But the funniest thing was one of the men interviewed is a former Dreamer. He was actually taken over the border when he was 2 or 3 years old, and he qualified for Obama's Dreamer program, right, DACA?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
He's pissed off. Not even the Dreamer kids that have grown up can take what's going on at the border.
All right, tomorrow could be an interesting day in the world of corporate employment. Twitter may announce, it's possible we're hearing, that they're going to dump 50% of the workforce.
Good.
How many people you think work for Twitter?
I didn't know, but I
know,
found out this
story.
Week. Yeah.
I thought it would be more than 7,500. I don't know why. But I don't know why you'd need more.
I don't know.
It's so well known that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Musk and company may lay off half
There's a
of
lot
the
of content moderators.
Signs that the recession could be coming include the fact that Amazon has gone with a corporate hiring freeze, which I found a little bit strange because we're heading into the big holiday period here, and that seems kind of out of sync with what they should normally be doing.
Well,
they are pausing hiring across their corporate workforce.
The shopping patterns changed as COVID faded away.
That's true. Right?
Yeah, so
got that right from the Wall Street Journal. Paring back a shopping patterns changed after the pandemic. Oh, very good. You just paired the exact same.
Maybe I read that. That's,
you must, it stuck
must have read
head.
That article
I'm
today.
Looking right at it. I'm like, wait, he just said that.
Yeah.
So the also reports that some other companies, Lyft. And there was another company that Lyft co-founders announced that the company is going to drop 700 jobs. 13% of their staff is also going to be let go.
Yeah, I wonder if Lyft and Uber are going to be around years from now.
Lyft has more than 5,000 employees, okay, not including drivers.
Can I tell you, a couple weeks ago, Friday night, and I wanted, it's a, like a 3-mile drive from my house to my friend's house. I was going over his house for the evening, right?
3 miles.
3 miles, okay?
And take your bicycle then.
I order a Lyft ride, or I try to. It's $51 to go 3 miles.
Surge pricing?
Well, I tried to reserve the car the day before.
Oh.
And it was $51 the day before, and it was $51 right in the moment.
Wow. I guess they had nobody that they could reserve for you.
And I'm thinking, well, this.
They're like, if you really want it, this is what it's going to cost you.
This business is going under. If they think they're going to charge $51 for 3 miles. I mean, that because, you know.
You did something else.
They ran out of venture capital money. Well, because I also tried.
Well, what you do then is you check the next day live and see whether or not it's
lower.
But,
you know, nobody has drivers. I tried Lyft one day. Guy never showed up. 20 wow. minutes, I'm looking at the screen, and it's just a little thing. It's spinning
around.
It gave
you the license plate and everything, the driver name?
No, never did. And I reserved that.
Well, that's happened to me, yeah.
I reserved that.
Oh, you reserved it.
The day before, and when it came to the moment, I got the big spin, the big death circle, spinning around. We're searching for a driver. We're searching for a driver. It's 20 after 7. It looks like I'm going to drive myself. Going to have to cancel the evening waiting for the guy to pick me up. I think they're in the death now. Thompson's here.
Yeah, I actually am here. I just got, I'm a Lyft driver on the side. It's a side hustle since KGO went under. Yeah.
And, good.
Yeah, and I got a,
I
got a
call.
Yeah, I think you're my ride that I need to take, but I'm sorry. Another disappointment.
And you would be one of those chatty drivers, wouldn't you?
I would be. I would be chatty. Yeah. And if you don't like it, I'll drop you off here. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Conway's sick tonight, if you're wondering. That's
oh, no.
So, yeah, the bat beam went up.
Lottery hangover?
Yeah, that may be. I didn't inquire. But I did ask, oh, is it COVID, which is kind of what you always ask. Right. And apparently it's just some crud that he's got. So he'll be back. But we've got an OC bus strike. We've got a tragic accident. We've got Dean Sharp, who comes in on Thursdays.
He's not a tragic accident.
No, he is anything but. He's okay. If a tragic accident careens into your home, then you need Dean Sharp to help
that's
you.
That's right, to help you remodel.
Yeah,
remodel.
He can help fix it up.
So,
yeah.
Twitter losing more than 1 million users and almost 1 million users' accounts deactivated, as it turns out, suspended.
Fake people?
Yep, some, but others, I guess, have just been suspended with not the best chances of being reinstated. I'll give you details.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, that's
yes,
what we're waiting for.
And magic mushrooms that may actually go from the world of psychedelics into treatment for depression.
Oh,
yeah. I've
and
read
PTSD.
About that.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah, it's
yeah, they never got on the real ballot. They were going to put magic mushrooms on the ballot, but they never got enough signatures, I think.
Well, now that's it's a synthetic, right? It's based on the magic, the actual mushroom, but it's a synthetic, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why'd you take some?
You ever had a magic mushroom?
No, I never had mushroom. It seems a little too far for me.
A little too far.
Yo, you know, like out of a pot or an edible, I'm cool with that. But
it's a little too far.
Yeah, that's just a little over the edge.
Right. Mike crushes
right,
the news.
Comes. Mark's
yeah,
in for Conway.
Conway. Come on, boys.
Right. KFI, KSD, HD2, yep. Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.